Talk Live. It's your show, and we're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Be the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features for free. So enjoy those on us. Let's roll right into the phone call, shall we? Ladies first, to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
I agree a lot with what you just were talking about.
The whole freedom and liberty thing?
Oh, yeah, well, about the, you know, I got a hold of the Mexican president's office.
Really?
Yeah, and I put him straight.
¿Hablas español, Paula?
Huh?
Did they speak to you in Spanish?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to the Mexican embassy, and then I talked to the State Department and to the Human Rights Organization. They had a meeting with him right after I called.
Okay.
And as what I told them, I said...
And Paula called a meeting with the president of Mexico. That's awesome.
Anyway,
you've got connections,
is,
Paula.
It's what I was trying to get the point across. That they are going to help pay for all the expenses of all these illegal aliens here. And I said, we're not going to pay for all this. I said, you're going to pay for it. And I said, you've caused this problem, and now you're going to help pay
who,
for
wait,
it.
Wait, who caused the problem?
Mexico has done it. Themselves.
What problem are you talking about?
Okay, the thing is, these people don't even have jobs worth a damn down there to even support themselves on. Okay, they're coming here to get jobs because there's not anything hardly down there except for farming. Okay,
you know, she might be right. She might be right. Like the awful the third world sort of economy or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're technically third world
but
down there.
But I told him, I said, you're going to have to help pay for this. I said, you've caused this, and I just put him in his place. But anyway, the thing is, they had a meeting with him. It came across on TV that night and said that they had a meeting with him. And anyway. The thing is, too, I need to get on the air to y'all about my other team. He's working with Ron Paul. He's going from state to state. We're trying to repeal this RFID, and he needs donations. Okay?
What is mandated by RFID? I don't understand.
He's
I haven't gotten my chip yet.
Well, it's here in the state of Florida.
What are you talking about, Paula?
Yeah, we've already got them on our license plates already.
They've got chips on the license plates now in Florida?
Yeah, and your driver's license.
Well, now, the driver's license thing, I guess I believe, because they're starting to put them in the passports.
Yeah, well, they've got them on the license plate, Jerry. Matter of fact, they're putting chips underneath, or these things underneath the pavement of the roads, where they're already putting them in to where they know, you know, who you are when you're driving.
That's
and
amazing,
Paul. And I called his wife, and she said that we're going to have to pay more for gas plus this on top of it.
You know, if you find an RFID chip or you suspect one's in a certain location, a hammer will take good care of it.
It's true.
Give it a good
whack. That's what I said. I said, why can't we just get rid of it?
You can. No. And you should. Thanks for the call, Paula. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. She has to be the most well-connected woman.
She is putting the smack down on the Mexican embassy.
In America. Actually, just able to pick up the... I mean, I have trouble talking to the, you know, the city water department.
Yeah, it's difficult to get them on the phone.
She can pick up the phone, and the president of Mexico is at her beck and call. Just an amazing, amazing woman. 800-259-9231. We believe you, Paula. Yeah. Let's go to the amp line. Talk to Puke in New Hampshire. Puke, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I was just talking to the Pope.
We got a direct line.
What did His Holiness have to say?
Oh, he just said hi. He just wanted to give a shout-out. That's it.
We don't normally do shout-outs on Free Talk Live, but I'll take a shout-out from the Pope. That's not too shabby.
Yeah, he's got a lot of nice rings and hats and stuff. He's a cool guy.
I love the Nazi youth photo of his.
Back to the immigration thing. I was listening to this guy, this email you were reading, you know, and he stated a couple times that his ancestors immigrated legally.
Mm.
And I always wondered, how do you know that, you know?
Yeah, how do you know?
Did you get their papers?
I barely knew my grandparents, let alone my great-grandparents. Didn't know them at all.
Right, until the 70s, they didn't have this big police force that is now the, you know, the ICE organization. They didn't have them. So if you were here illegally, how would they even know?
Exactly. I mean, you know, I can only assume that my ancestors came here illegally, but I haven't a clue. I barely even know what their names were. You know, let alone how they got here. So, you know, think a little bit about that whenever you're spouting off about how you know how your ancestors got here, because you probably have no idea.
Yeah, so. It's very presumptuous. Puke, any other thoughts?
No, that was it.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Yeah, they love that one, don't they? Oh, well, I came here. My folks came here legally, and so everybody else should have to do that, too. Well, your folks didn't fill out mountains of paperwork. They didn't have their paperwork get lost by USCIS and have to fill it all out all over again and file several $100 filing fees, followed by more $100 application fees. You've got to get there's application fees, there's filing fees, there's, licensing fees. Fees, there's green card fees. They just nickel and dime you to death.
It's not nickels and dimes. Yeah. It's $1,000 each pop.
So, please, anybody who came here so-called legally 100 years ago was not having to jump through those same amount of hoops. In fact, if you just, like you said, there was no enforcement bureaucracy back then. So if you just arrived on the shore somewhere in America, no one would know. And no one would ever ask you. I don't think anyone would ever think to even ask. 100 years ago, if you're just living your life in whatever city it is that you've chosen to live, nobody's going to say, hey, did you go through the process you were supposed to go through before you came here? Nobody would even think of that sort of thing. It's just bizarre. And I'm sure there was plenty of hatred back then. We were at Murphy's Tap Room the other day here over in Manchester, which is a great little place that was set up by a Free Stater, and all the Free Staters, Free State Project members, tend to go there and hang out. And the guy who set it up, Keith Murphy, obviously has some Irish heritage, right? And on the wall, there was one of those signs.
Help wanted. No Irish need apply.
Yeah, from back in the turn of the century, that sort of thing. Or at least the 20th century.
Right, back when the potato famine wiped out a good portion of Ireland and certainly impoverished a great deal of its inhabitants, and many of them decided they'd start a new life over here in the United States, land of the free.
I imagine that a lot of the bigots back then, the anti-Irish people or anti-Polish people or anti-fill-in-the-blank people, I bet a lot of those people would have loved the idea of an immigration enforcement bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
But since in the early part of the 20th century, we didn't even have the CIA, that concept probably wasn't even something they could generate in their minds. But now we have this government that's everywhere with us.
The Irish assimilated. I don't understand why we're so worried about the Mexicans not assimilating.
Well, the fact is they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Studies show it very clearly. Two generations later, you've got people 100% fluent in English, and they can usually not even speak Spanish anymore.
The third generation largely can't.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Frank in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, guys. Couple mistakes. One, it is possible to trace lineage in this country, and it's much easier over the last 130 years, with Ellis Island and sort of the coming to the country. In fact, not only did the immigrants have to have their money and their fees to come in to the United States, but they had to have relatives or friends or people sign they would be responsible for them.
What year are you referring to?
Pardon
me? What time period are you referring to?
Anywhere from the 1880s through, up until, the current period, but primarily when the big eras of immigration occurred with the industrialization of the
United
States.
But there was no ICE, there was no immigration enforcement bureaucracy back then.
Now,
there might have been somebody at the port in New York.
You not only had to have paperwork and have sponsors and have your money to show that you could stay in the country for a certain amount of time, but if you had pink eye or any health problem, you were quarantined and sent back.
Ellis Island is one place in the entire country of America.
It's an area where lots of European immigrants came into. That's probably the largest central location where immigrants from the last 100 years.
What happened I understand. I agree.
Europe
a lot of immigrants came throughout Ellis
empirical.
Island. What happens if I came from Spain to, Jacksonville, Florida?
Well, I didn't know about that, but I know in California you had immigration in San Francisco, Los Angeles, usually at the ports. Now
Frank,
people come in on the jets.
That figures because wherever there's people transacting with money and there are people around, government's going to want to be in order to suck off of them like the parasite that it is.
And
but
also,
the fact is that the government was so small back then, people that landed at the Port of Manatee would have been able to waltz right into the country and they would have been no big deal and no one would have looked at them sideways. Thanks
but
for the call,
point
Frank.
800-259-9231.
I'm not denying there were immigration bureaucrats in certain places back then, but they didn't have the width, the horizontal width they do today.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Ted Anderson for Midas. August 23rd, 2007, gold 662 10-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $683.50, $337.25 for half, $168.63 for quarter. That's $683.50, $337.25, and $168.63. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free. Get signed up for the updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something new to announce about the show. You'll know at first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Talk to Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey there.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a couple things that I want to express on the air. But first and foremost, we want to talk about the immigration issue.
Yes.
The young lady that talked to the Mexican president.
I don't believe a word she says.
Well, no, but I'm just curious if she brought up the fact that he ought to pay for the execution of the American who caused the death of, what was it, like 16 illegal aliens in the back of a truck. Now we're trying to get him on death. We're trying to sentence him to death because we're doing all of America a favor by killing off the illegal aliens. It seems like these bigots want it both ways, but, you know.
So wait a minute. You're saying that there was an American smuggler that that 15 people died while they were riding in the back of his truck?
Well, yeah. I don't know if he was an American or not. I know that he was a coyote that was trying to bring these illegals over into the United States illegally in the back of a truck, which ultimately caused their death. Now, he's already been sentenced. He's serving a life sentence for this. But now we want to go back and we want to get him with the death penalty because he encouraged others who were Americans to participate in this activity.
Oh, so it's not because he killed 15. It's not because 15 people were killed while they were transporting with him. It's because he was encouraging others to do the same thing.
Well, for the lack of better explanation, that was how it came across on the media news. But
interesting.
That's beside the point. The two main points I wanted to touch upon. First, I wanted to answer Mark's burning question from yesterday. I believe there was a question about how the government could stop, like, internet porn if they really wanted to. Well, they can, and they will.
How?
All they have to do, really, is they have to basically call up ICANN, which is an organization. Its U.S. offices are in California.
Mm-hmm.
They basically assign the domain names, like the freetalklive.com. That's
right.
Where it ultimately comes from, is those people. It's leased out to whoever you registered it with, like a GoDaddy or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but that's ultimately who they get it from. And what they'll do is when they're forced by these bureaucrats, because there's something on these websites they don't agree with, they will just politely strong-arm ICANN to deactivate the domain name. Now, I don't want to confuse anybody. They don't bring down the sites per se, especially if they're overseas, but they basically force the websites to only accept the numeric value of the website address, meaning you'd have to know the IP address of that website at that point.
So, wait, has this actually ever happened? Has the U.S. ever strong-armed ICANN into removing the domain name registration of foreign websites?
For foreign websites, I believe they did it for a while with those guys, the Pirate Bay. They did it for a while, but Pirate Bay kept getting it reassigned because there's a European branch of ICANN. I'm not sure where they're located, and I think it's in Belgium.
Huh.
But what the U.S. would do, the U.S. would say, okay, we don't want any of our U.S. Visitors going to this website, so we're going to block them from using the piratebay.org domain name. And it worked for a little bit until they went back to the European office, and the European office just turned around and turned it back on. So it went tit for tat. But, yes, the government can really strong-arm Internet businesses with the Internet. So just because Internet gives you the illuminance of being free market, free speech, it's not necessarily the case. The government.
I see where you're coming from, and we know that. I mean, the government has certainly targeted websites for elimination in the past, but usually they go after the hosts. Typically, they go after the internet service provider or the hosting provider, and they demand that they take that site off of their host.
They're having a problem with that because now the Supreme Court has already ruled that the web host providers are not responsible for the content that their users put on their sites.
What would stop ICANN from just moving their operations completely outside of the United States?
That's a good question. They have a commercial interest, actually. They struck a deal with, I got to remember who they struck the deal with. You caught me off guard there. I was already
That's
on
okay.
But there is a commercial a corporation here in the States that has a kind of like a, what we consider a contract. So ICANN rolls out the domain names through this third-party business, and this third business goes out and gives it to the individual web hosting companies. So
right.
it's like a tiered process. So that's what stops ICANN from relocating outside the United States at this time.
I don't know. I mean, I see where you're coming from, but it also seems like, you know, you pointed out the case about the Pirate Bay. They managed to get their operations back online, and they're going strong today. So it seems to me that even though the government certainly has a pretty strong reach when it comes to shutting down websites, they're not completely foolproof at it. Nonetheless, you had a secondary point?
Yeah, well, a different topic, just want to touch it briefly. Our good friends over at Sound Exchange really did a good one for us. We complained and we wrote our congressman. We lobbied and we wanted these rates to be lowered. And
this is for the internet royalties, right? For the internet streaming royalties.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Okay.
And they kind of gave in a little bit, but here's you'll find this one kind of ironic. They went ahead and if you're streaming a station and you're making less than $1.5 million a year, which that's pretty much 99% of all webcasters out there, they're going to go ahead and let those webcasters stream and pay the royalties based on 1998 figures. Sounds like a plan, right?
Okay.
Sounds better.
Well, it sounds better, but here's the catch. They're now extorting money in the form of if I want to play Mark's GarageBand's music, I get to pay the new rates. Because Mark doesn't have an agreement with any kind of music producer that has a financial interest with the RIAA. So the RIAA, in turn, is going to punish me, the streamer, for not streaming any of their music out on the internet.
So wait, let me see if I've got this straight. You're saying that the Recording Industry Association and all their cohorts have made it so that anybody that plays their licensed music will be allowed to pay the old 1998 rates, while anybody who plays any music that is unlicensed by them will have to pay the new rates.
Yes, sir.
What a scam. You know what? Anybody who's doing internet streaming should just ignore these demands and just go ahead and do what you were doing before. Don't pay them a dime. These people don't deserve your money. They didn't work for it. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. The Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your Tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreev also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark,
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our website await, and they're totally free. Got over 250,000 posts on our bulletin board system. Lots of people interacting. Serious topics. Fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. And you'll also find that it's totally free. bbs.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, and talk to Eric in Michigan. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
I just tuned in. Have you guys spoken about the Canadian provocateurs yet?
We have not.
I don't think so. What is this?
There was a union rally in Quebec on the 22nd, I believe, and they were against the SSB, which is apparently some Canadian bill that's going to be passed. It'll promote internationalism, what do you call it, free trade between a couple of nations. It'll be like NAFTA, I guess.
Are you sure it's the SSB or is it the SPP?
SPP, I think, yeah. You're right.
Okay, that's
you're
the
right.
Security and Prosperity Partnership
that's
going on between Mexico and Canada and the United States.
Precisely. And so it was a bunch of union workers that were all in their 40s, 50s, 60s wearing suits that were protesting this. Mm-hmm. Completely peaceful protest. All of a sudden, three guys wearing masks, camo pants, and bandanas walk up, and they decide they're going to start something. So one of the guys picks up a rock, and they start, you know, chanting, we're going to start a riot, this and that. And so the leader of the union says, no, you're not. You know, this is our line. Get out of here.
Mm.
So what happens is he says to the guys, you're cops. And there's a video camera guy there. And he zooms in on this guy's eyes, and they just blow up like saucers. And, I mean, the guy starts freaking out. So all of a sudden, these supposed rioters come in here, and they move over to the police line. One of the guys leans over the shield and starts talking to the cop. So it gets worse. So all of a sudden, it was the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. These guys pretend to wrestle their way through the line of cops. The cops gently take them to the ground, handcuff them, let them leave their bandanas on, and then walk them on out of view.
Unbelievable. There's
the
video footage of all this,
and
right?
Apparently, a little added fact, apparently the boots that the provocateurs were wearing were exactly the same boots that
Precisely.
The police were wearing.
It's a very special kind. They're piercing-proof boots. They're issued to cops. They both had on the same type. All the guys who were taken down and all the cops had on the exact same boots.
Very strange.
It totally validates what I said, what was it, last night on the show about the police sending in agent provocateurs into peaceful protests in order to stir things up, in order to give the police, who are actually visibly as police, the excuse to go in and start cracking heads. That's what
Absolutely.
They wanted to do.
I heard that the reasoning was that they've spent so much money on security at the conference they're having in Quebec that they wanted to justify it by bashing in some skulls.
Wow. Well, yeah. The cops just like to do that sort of thing. They love the adrenaline rush of attacking people and harming others. And so this is what this is typical behavior for these police.
Well,
and
I'm sure
sick.
That the police would defend themselves in saying that if they would send in the provocateurs in order to find out.
They would
out
never admit to sending in provocateurs.
Anybody, but it's pretty clear they did in this case.
They would say, we don't know who those guys were.
Well, they would incite the people that would be, likely to start a riot anyway. They would get them, they would have more control by having the provocateurs in there.
Yeah, the head of the Quebec police said, we completely deny this, and now all the major news outlets in Canada have picked it up. Even the CBC's picked it up, so it's a pretty big story.
Were you the one that posted that on
evidence.
The... Somebody posted the video, I think, on the Free Talk Live BBS, right?
Right.
I'm not sure. I saw it on YouTube.
Okay. I think they posted the YouTube video there. So if you go to... if you go to bbs.freetalklive.com, I don't know if it's in the issues forum, I presume.
You can just search for Canadian.
Canadian?
It'll be one of the most recent ones.
Okay. Very good, Eric. Any other
search
thoughts?
In the last one day, your search criteria would be one day and then the word Canadian.
There you go.
And if you can spell provocateur, I can.
It's quite a difficult word. Actually, I had a thought about the legitimacy of government, just really quickly, if I could discuss
that. Okay, sure.
I was thinking that in a free market society, you might have certain groups where you'd have private gated communities, for instance. And perhaps
so.
They would grow so large that they would be somewhat like countries. And you have people having kids in there, and it seems that the kids would automatically be, part of that community just because they're so young they can't make the decision,
Right.
So how is that any different if they're going to be taxed to live in that community? How would that be any different from, say, the United States? And as long as you're allowed to leave, isn't any government legitimate? Because it's just like a private institution that you are allowed to live in or leave from.
Well,
so
when you're dealing
with... You can pay taxes to live there or not.
When you're dealing with kids, you're dealing with a sort of a different situation. But let's talk about what you're pointing out, because it's a good example. We have things like that today. In fact, Ave Maria, Florida, is about, I think it's opened its doors actually a couple of months ago now. It's this private city, basically, that was built by the founder of Domino's Pizza, who happens to be a very devout Catholic. And he built this private city on something like 400 acres with the intention of having, being able to set certain rules, like, the Walgreens or a discount store or whatever can't offer contraception, for instance, if they want to do business there. And so it is essentially a private city, and the people that are going to move there are consenting to agree to the rules when they go in there. And that's a completely different situation than what you have with government, where there is no consent involved, where you have to be subject to the rules because men with guns are saying so. You did not ever explicitly sign any sort of agreement saying anything about agreeing to the rules. So, no, governments are not legitimate.
What about children in those communities, though? I mean, those children aren't going to have to sign a document as soon as they're born saying, I want to live here. They can't understand that.
Obviously not.
So at a certain age, do you say they have to sign the document, or how does it go? Because it seems to me, just by the fact that they're living under their parents' houses in that community, they are a part of that community.
By the fact that they're in their parents' houses means they have to follow their parents' rules because it's the parents' houses, not their kids. So obviously they'd have to follow their parents' rules, who presumably would have the same rules as the community, so therefore they're by default underneath the community's rules. As soon as they're old enough to decide whether or not they would like to be independent, then they should be free to make the choice to leave or stay. And if they choose to stay, then they would be able to explicitly consent to that. And as far as age of consent is concerned, I would presume that each individual autonomous area would decide what that would be.
Well, I have to say, that sounds almost like what we have in the United States, almost exactly. And I think that provided that you can leave, any government is legitimate.
But you weren't. I wouldn't argue with you the legitimacy of government. Obviously, Ian would do so. But I would say that you know, the bigger the government, there's no place to go that would be without government. So there's no place.
That's what I thought you guys would argue. And so what I was going to say is, if you have one free society, one area where you can live freely, does that mean that all other governments become legitimate because
sure.
you can leave to somewhere else?
No. governments are not legitimate because they're agencies ruling with coercive force over other individuals, versus what you're talking about, which would be a consensual situation where every individual was consenting to live under those rules. And in addition, government's rules are completely arbitrary and in many cases influenced by a majority of voters, which doesn't have anything to do with what people really want and has everything to do with a sort of an arbitrary political process.
I'm not seeing any difference between this and a private society. I think that as long as you can leave, you are consenting by staying here. Thus, the government is legitimate. That's the way it seems to me.
So, therefore, if an armed brigand comes up to you and points a weapon at your face and says, hand over your money, as long as you stick around, you're consenting to being robbed. Is that right?
I'm not going to justify any government action, but I think that provided the fact that you can leave, like, for instance, in the Soviet Union, you couldn't leave. That government was illegitimate entirely. Because
I can't leave... I cannot leave the rule of a government in this country, sir. It's just not possible.
Thus, if there was one free society that you could move to, by not moving there, you're consenting to be under that government.
Not so. Not so at all. You may not actually be able to... I mean, leaving can sometimes be difficult for people. I'm not defending those who say, oh, I can't get out of where I am. But in many cases, you could be perhaps crippled. You could be, you know, mentally incompetent. You could not have a lot of money, not even enough money for a bus ticket, in which case the government would be impoverishing you to the point where leaving might be very difficult, and going and starting up in a new place would be prohibitively expensive for you.
And what's the difference between that and Ave Maria?
Because I'm sorry?
I think he's reeling, Eric. Reeling.
What's the difference between what now?
Ave Maria. And this. Is it just because Ave Maria is smaller so you can walk out?
Because you're only
arguing that if you're physically incapable of leaving, like if someone won't wheel you out in your wheelchair, then therefore the government's illegitimate. I don't think that's a valid argument.
Well, I'm telling you that an armed gang using force over others is illegitimate.
There's going to be an armed gang in Ave Maria as well. It's going to be the
right, they're going to enforce the contracts
right.
that you've signed when you've moved in.
Exactly.
But everyone did agree to something in
Ave Maria.
Except
for the people that were born there or the people that inherited their parents' house that there.
Precisely.
I do not consent to these particular governments that are ruling over my life. And nor should I be forced to leave, sir, because they shouldn't own me. Should they?
No, absolutely not.
All right, thanks for the call.
859-9231
is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Either own yourself or you're owned by somebody else. I own myself, and I would not like to be a slave. And I shouldn't have to be forced to leave somewhere if I haven't agreed to their rules. And I haven't agreed to their rules. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our website we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you want to help support the show, then you should go and AMP. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is we give away everything on our website, so we ask that you voluntarily support the show for as little as $3 a month. All you have to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com, learn more about the program, learn about the perks you get access to, like the amplifier-only chat room forum and the amp-only call-in line, and learn about how we're spending that $3 a month, because it doesn't go to paychecks. It comes right in and goes right back out the door to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country. So if that's valuable to you, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Live.com. Speaking of the amplifier line, let's go to Rob in Georgia on the amp line. Hey, Rob.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the notion of a private community essentially becoming a country.
Okay.
That is actually a very good question, and that's actually a more difficult to answer question than you might realize from the standpoint of an anarchist, because let's assume that you have a community. I don't know the specific rules of Ave Maria, but let's just imagine a community which had fairly restrictive religious laws.
Mm-hmm.
Privately owned, sell houses and stuff to people, so if they come in, they agree to these stipulations. Now, you're an atheist. Let's say that your parents have this property, and they die, and they pass the property on to you. The question is, do you have to live up to those same religious stipulations?
Well, I don't know. I guess that would depend on what the agreement said when they were passing on the property. I mean, they may actually be prohibited from passing on the property to an atheist. Who knows?
In fact, and this is the thing where, in my mind, it gets a bit subtle, because what you have to understand is, in a situation like that, where you have that sort of a community, there is, in the most literal sense, no truly private property. All property then is held. Essentially, there are going to be a bunch of caveats on how it can be used.
Mm.
All of these stipulations on you know, rules as far as who can be in your home and all that sort of stuff. All those things essentially mean that your neighbors have co-ownership rights in your property, and that's what you agreed to at the time. So
right.
Effectively, you have no ability to truly pass that property over in its entirety to your heirs. It's not a very unlike situation, in fact, to the way that medieval feudalism worked, in the sense that the feudal lord had to leave. Now, this was a more coercive system, but the feudal lord had to leave his entire property unbroken to his eldest son. He could not subdivide it among his kids. That's one of the reasons why the serfs stayed serfs.
Hmm. So basically, you're saying that in that way, the whole private community like Ave Maria, Florida, this Catholic town, really doesn't differ that much from the government in that, you know, even if they aren't paying property taxes per se, let's say they have a membership fee, you know, if they don't pay their membership fee, then they have their contract revoked, and then the house goes back to the town, the private ownership of the town. In this case, the owner of Domino's Pizza is sort of the king, if you will, of Ave Maria in that way.
That is very much true. Now, like I said, that these people voluntarily agreed to it, but I think it's very important for someone to realize, especially once you have taken up the difficult mantle of anarchist.
Which I don't take up. I take up the mantle of free marketeer, personally.
Or free marketeer. That's fine as well. But once you have taken up this sort of mantle, then you have to understand that some of these contracts do have that. That's a very real that's a very real ramification of going into that sort of a private community, is that you are effectively saying that this property is no longer exclusively private. That's the agreement you're essentially making. Now, a lot of people won't make that agreement once it's explained to them, so I think it's very important that be explained to them.
Absolutely. Now, what I mean, if you had a chance to answer what Eric's point was earlier about, you know, the difference between, or actually more about the issue of, you know, if you live in a place and could move to somewhere else that is free, are you not consenting to the absurd rules of the government in the place where you currently live?
I don't know that you could say that. Are you consenting? I would say that you are making a sort of, you are making a temporal assent to it. But that's always the case with anything that you do. Anytime you don't choose death as opposed to some other option, that means that you are assenting to this because the other options you find to be worse. I mean, coercion, that's what coercion is, really. I mean, it just means that, you know, no one can force you to live, for example. I mean, coercion just means that the options which are being given to you are worse than the ones that you're taking. So I don't really find that to be all that terribly morally convincing in any kind of real sense.
It's sort of what his argument was sort of based on is this sort of legal doctrine of silence is consent, in that if you do not dissent, if you do not speak out against the tyranny that is being imposed on you, then by the legal world rules, you are therefore consenting to whatever it is these people want to do to you. But once you say, no, that's okay, I'd rather not participate in your little system, then you've been very explicit. Like we started the show out with an audio clip from somebody that was being pulled over at a Border Patrol checkpoint, who he kept asking them, am I being detained? And they kept saying no. But if he had gone ahead and consented to the things they were asking him to do, like pull over to the side, get out of the car, roll down his window, all of these things they were simply asking him to do, if he had just kept silent and did as they asked him to, then he would have found himself in a much more difficult situation. But because he spoke out, because he refused to consent to what they were wanting from him, they let him move on through.
Yeah, I mean, I think that sort of thing is important, but I'm not going to be one of those people who says that silence is in fact consent. Now, it may have the same effect as consent, but by that same token, same thing applies to slaves. I mean, I don't really think that's morally any sort of meaningful statement.
Right.
Because if that's all it was, at any time you could say, okay, I don't want to do this, and that would be just fine. They would drop it, and we know that that's not what happened.
And also he was pointing out that, well, you know, if you are there, then therefore you're consenting to being ruled by these people, therefore the government must be legitimate. And I don't think at any point you could argue that the government is legitimate. I mean, the government's bureaucrats or the government elected officials are selected by this secret balloting process, which it in of itself is completely illegitimate. There's absolutely no way that you can prove that entire process's legitimacy, can you?
No, I mean, and in fact, you could make that same argument about just about every government that has ever existed. There have only been a handful of governments that didn't allow people to leave. I mean, that's pretty rare.
That's a good point.
But that doesn't mean there haven't been plenty of them who've been quite oppressive.
But I think that his comparison I felt was extraordinarily apt is that because Ian supports the idea of private communities and contracting, that because somebody can contract to have one of these houses and have these rules over them, that's fine and dandy. What about their children? Do they have to apply by do they have to abide by these rules when they become 18, the age of majority? At what age does a child become able to sign a contract?
I would presume that, again, I said that each private community would decide what age that would be, but also if the child was acting out against the rules, he'd very quickly find himself up against whoever the enforcers were in that area and eject, either ask to consent to the agreement or leave the community.
Right, and in the same way that happens today with our government, and you would say it was legitimate with the private community, but it would be
because everyone there is consenting. Everyone except the little kids who
right. Everyone here
cannot.
Is consenting except for you.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
I would have to disagree with you on that, Mark. There was a whole bunch of non-consenting.
I'm saying everyone in the sense that 99% of people consent.
That's not true. Most of people assent. They stay silent and they put up with the crap and they don't understand that they could say no. They've been educated by the government.
They could go out and vote and they don't.
Why should they bother? It's not worth voting for most people. They understand that most of these people are just individuals who want to rule over their lives.
But these are arguments that could be had inside the private community, too. And, I just don't understand how
a lot of people don't consent to the income tax. I mean, they do it because they feel that the government will steal all of their property if they don't. And they're right.
Absolutely true. Fine. More than something like 51% consent. It doesn't matter how many consent. The fact is, if you stay around, you're consenting.
I mean, I think that there are a lot of people who actively consent to government. I just think that I don't think that, one, that applies to a minority, and I don't think that the consent is quite as widespread as some people might believe.
I don't think staying silent legitimizes the government. It doesn't help delegitimize the government. If you're silent, then you're not doing anything for or against the government. You're just putting up with its crap.
I agree.
Thanks for the call, Rob. Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. If I put a contract out in front of you, Mark, and you don't sign it, and you just stay quiet, you're not consenting to the terms of that contract.
Yes, but if I was born under, my parents signed that contract, and I was born into a community where they have special rules,
mm-hmm.
and I choose to stay in that community after my 18th birthday, I have the choice.
You'll be asked to sign an agreement.
Likely you would, but, what's the difference? So you haven't been asked to sign an agreement.
You're explicitly signing something and explicitly consenting.
So you haven't been asked to sign an agreement?
No, I haven't been asked to sign an agreement, and nor would I sign an agreement if the government were to put it in front of me. It's an awful deal.
What if every government on the planet did that?
What are you talking about? Our
agreement's
coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same, or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.